What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Daily Fantasy Happy Hour here on RotoGrinders, brought to you by our sponsor, Fantasy Draft. As you can see on the screen in front of all of you, I am Britt Devine here with Andy Means, Brett Hartfeld. Andy, welcome to the loser club, Syracuse. We didn't make it to the tournament, but your Dukies, they didn't really last too long
either. Oh, man, that was a tough one last night. They 16 shots in the first half is something I've never seen before. We got D'd up in the first half and gave up 60 plus in the second, so their team won. So
do you have any like connections? Obviously, like, you know, like Krzyzewski, but do you have any connections there? Or you like still talk to maybe active players or anything? Do you have anything like that going on?
Not any active players there. I'm still pretty close with like the front office there. Mm-hmm. Or not the front office, like the basketball office, like administration, like still pretty close with coaches, secretary and whatnot. So
any text messages from anybody?
No.
Brett, what's going on? You're living in a mansion today, it looks like.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling on the high right now, coming off of a Badger victory. I guess I've had a good 48 hours of this, so it feels pretty good beating Villanova. But yeah, now I'm in South Florida out here playing a little poker. Did the DraftKings event this past weekend, so pretty good times out here.
Yeah, poker. I love poker. You went. How was the fantasy basketball world championships over there?
Good. I actually did Friday night. So me and a few poker buddies went out there, kind of crashed the party a bit.
No surprise.
Luckily, got an invite by Aguiar, but Aguiar didn't realize how many people I was going to be bringing. But no, it was good times, great times. I'm kind of upset because I was hurting on Saturday, and then Beep took down the hockey championship. And,
yeah, no surprise, Beep. No surprise, Beep won that either.
Yeah, it would have been great to party, or as he would say, Selly, his big victory. So,
all right, guys. So we're on Fantasy Draft today. I have posted the link to the chat league. It is a $5 32-man GPP. Yours truly won it on Friday. You get a RotoGrinders t-shirt on Friday. Second place, I forego my RotoGrinders t-shirt. I have enough of those things. So I gave it to second place. I'll be in today's as well. If you happen to win, you get one of these Fantasy Draft t-shirts, and the stipulation still applies. If I happen to win, guess what? Second place gets the t-shirt as well. So jump in that. Help them out over at Fantasy Draft. Export it into the $1, the $5. Take a look around their lobby. They got a lot of stuff. I'm in a bunch of games already. But they've got a full array of games, 50-50s, cash games. I know me and Brett, we dabble in those rake-free head-to-heads. We like those quite a bit. There's a lot of fun stuff going on over there today. So check that out over at Fantasy Draft. Let's get into today's slate. And Andy, I'm going to start with you. I'm going to bring up our court IQ. I don't expect Okafor to play tonight. Embiid's already out. So what I've done on our court IQ, as you can see here, I've taken Embiid and Okafor off the court. And someone I'm giving a long look to today, let's see, where is this? Mr. 1.03 fantasy points per minute. Rashawn Holmes with both of those guys off the court this year. What are we doing with Holmes today if Okafor's out?
I actually like him if Okafor plays anyway, so that's just going to boost him even more if Okafor is out. The price on Fantasy Draft 10-1. Is completely playable in both formats. The guy is so efficient when he's on the court that he has so many outs, like getting you value. Mm-hmm. If he plays more minutes than normal, he can do better if he's, you know, inefficient. And if for some reason in foul trouble or he doesn't get as many minutes as we think, the guy's just such a good fantasy point per minute producer that he can get there. So I love him tonight.
Brett, what are we doing with Holmes? And then basically, how are you approaching the rest of the Philadelphia rotation with guys like Saric, McConnell, Covington? Are any of those guys on your radar tonight? For me personally, once you spend up for Russell Westbrook, we'll have this debate in a little bit. You know, it's kind of like Stars and Scrubsy. We've got a lot of value plays. I'm not really finding a lot of love for these Philadelphia guys outside of Holmes.
Yeah, I mean, Holmes has been a beast the last, 2 weeks here. Basically almost a point and a half per minute. Mm-hmm. But that's his big downfall, right? I mean, he's barely getting runs. So if you look at his, three of his last five games, under 22 minutes. So, but like Mean said, I mean, he had 27-minute game and then coming off a 29-minute game in Boston. So if he starts getting near that 30-minute run, yeah, you're going to definitely want him in your lineup. But, his production has been ridiculous.
He's great.
Always right around the
great on defense. He can hit threes. He can block. He's, efficient when he shoots. He's kind of a do-it-all player. He should be starting over Okafor.
Yeah, I mean, and again, like the minutes seem fluid enough, like where he should see at least 20 minutes. And if you get somewhere near the 28, 29-minute level like he did last game, it's going to be total profit for you.
What do you think about Saric, Covington, Andy? Are these guys on your radar? Maybe you can mix in McConnell too. You got TLC, Timothy Luau Cabarro down here as well here. I think he would have been in play if we didn't have all this other value in Atlanta and in Denver tonight. How are you approaching the rest of the rotation?
I think I'm starting with Covington, especially on fantasy draft. He's only 12-7, so I think he's going to – he had some issues with an injury or something in his last game, but I'm pretty positive we're going to see him play tonight. So he sees, a lot of minutes at the four, too, when they're thin, and that just increases his minutes, increases his rebounding. So I think he's my favorite of the other Sixers.
Yeah, I do like Covington. The price is pretty nice. It's much – more attainable on fantasy draft and DraftKings than it is on FanDuel today. So maybe I can mix in Covington. Brett, what do you think of the Magic here? We're waiting on Vucevic. This is kind of one of the big injury situations that's up in the air right now. We haven't heard anything. Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Do you have any reads on this? And then if he does play, with Okafor out, I don't think the matchup's as good as most people probably think it is.
Yeah, so, I think this is obviously the biggest injury that you're waiting on. If you look at the slate from a macro point of view, Vucevic, I mean, he's obviously the usage king over in Orlando. And Orlando's got above 10.7 points above their seasonal average. So they're crushing this slate for points-wise above seasonal average. So, yeah, you definitely want some exposure here. And with Vuce off the court, then there's so many great plays. With Vuce on the court, I think Vuce is a very viable candidate himself. So,
if Vuce suits up against Holmes instead of Okafor, I want players against Okafor. He's one of the worst defenders in the league. He's been a little bit better. Are you still as enthused about Vucevic, Brett?
Yeah, I still like Vuce a lot, and I expect him to get full run if he does play. Unless there's some news where his minutes are limited, I really like Vuce.
It's a 7 o'clock game. We'll kind of know here. Andy, what do you think on this? I'm reading the blurb here. He didn't practice Sunday after his Achilles flared up. That sounds pretty good. Like he's probably not going to play tonight. What's your take on that?
I don't think he's playing. The same when, if you look at the patterns of when he had that, I think it was like a 4-game stretch when he sat. Yep. This is the exact pattern. He sat out practice. They didn't have a shooter on today, so that's a little information we're missing. But like you said, it's an early game. I don't think he plays, and I feel pretty good about that. But we'll know, so we'll have plenty of time to react.
So if he doesn't sit, what are you targeting on the Magic today? I'll bring up the court IQ. Will you kind of give your spew on it?
I'm going to start with Elf. I don't know if I can pull that trigger in cash games. He's 13-8 on fantasy draft, so I don't know if I want to go there because it kind of feels like it's going to be a little studsy-dudsy tonight. But when Vuce was out those games, his rebounding rate had just climbed to pretty big proportions, and it's actually stayed a little bit there when Vuce got back. So he has a monster ceiling on him tonight. He would be one of my favorite tournament plays on the slate if Vuce is out, and borderline cash, I think, around the industry.
So, Brett, I'm looking at fantasy points per minute. This is with Vucevic off the court. Fournier's up there. Heaton gets a little bit of a bump here. I think Fournier's interesting. It's a pretty nice matchup for him. What are you doing with the backcourt here?
Yeah, I mean, backcourt-wise, I think you got to look at Fournier. And then I'm on more Fournier than Elf, but I don't mind Elfrid either. Obviously, triple-double at any point in time, but it's probably tougher to get that triple-double with Vuce off the court for him. And then, you got to like the big guys. Biombo, I think, becomes must-play territory.
Oh, I don't know. So maybe we'll have a little discussion here. So we've got Biombo. Where does he fit? You look at guys like we're going to have Ilyasova. We're going to have the Atlanta value. We're going to have the Denver value. Where does Biombo rank? Like, he's clearly, at the bottom of my value chart tonight, even if he does play.
Hey, we're playing on fantasy draft
you can do anything you want over there.
Yeah, so Biombo, like I said, Biombo becomes almost must-play territory if you're playing on fantasy draft. If you're playing on DraftKings where – you can potentially only play two centers, well, then it becomes an issue.
Yeah, I think I still don't – even on – I am playing a fantasy draft tonight quite a bit. I still don't know if Biombo is going to make it in. I've got my temporary lineup I made before the show. I can't – not going to show you guys what it is because, hey, I'm trying to win some money tonight. But what do you think of Biombo, Andy? Is he a must-play? Are you as big on him as Brett is?
I like him a lot on FD if Vooch is out because he's only like – I think he's like 4,300. He's really low.
He's 88 on – well, what's FD? FanDuel or Fantasy Draft?
I'm sorry, FanDuel, yeah. good call. Yeah, I like him there just because of that price tag so low. And like you said, Ilyasova and Holmes over there are power forward eligible. So yeah. I think he makes a lot of sense over there if we get that if we get that news about Vooch. I would play him, too, on Fantasy Draft just because of like Brett said about the multiple centers we can play. He just has, like, such a high ceiling, too, with his minutes – because they just don't really have anyone else they feel comfortable playing at the five. So I think he's definitely viable.
And then, Brett, we'll wrap up the Magic here. Any interest in Aaron Gordon? Are you going to take a shot on Jeff Green? Some people like him. Sometimes he has big games, but no thanks on Jeff Green for you. So any like the fringe players? I think Aaron Gordon's okay for, you know, I want Vucevic to sit out to use Aaron Gordon. And then, of course, we have Terrence Ross, who's just – he's burned everybody so many times. I don't think I'm going to be using him, even on FanDuel, DraftKings, Fantasy Draft. No thanks. I'm hitting the eject button on Terrence Ross.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd be – I would go back to Terrence Ross on FanDuel.
Get out of here.
So, yeah, Terrence Ross on FanDuel for sure. And
small
then,
forward does stink on FanDuel.
Yeah, yeah, and then Jeff Green. Jeff Green would be a great tournament play if Vooch is off the court.
Oh, man. You like a lot of these guys.
He's 6,000, the min value on Fantasy Draft. You want to have a little Jeff Green exposure, no Vooch.
All right, Andy, let's get to the other fun game here. So we've got the Atlanta game, and we've got who do we got off the court today? We've got Kent Bazemore off the court. We've got Paul Millsap off the court. So I run our nice little court IQ tool. It comes back with some nice results here. Let me get the usage up since I had to zoom in a little bit. Oh, where did it go here? It's right here. So we see the chalk play of the night, Ersan Ilyasova, a 5.5% usage bump, 0.21 fantasy points per minute more with those two guys off the court. That's a pretty high amount. If you've been playing with court IQ for a while, 0.21 fantasy points per minute is a pretty hefty chunk. I think he's going to be in there for 30 minutes, maybe even more tonight. I think Ilyasova's going to flirt with one of the highest owned players of the night.
Yeah, I agree. He's viable across the industry. He's been playing in, like, you know, when Millsap was in, they were playing him with him and Millsap at the 4 and 5. So that was increasing his minutes. And I think you could see him play some 5 tonight too when Dwight's out. So I think he has a big ceiling on his minutes. And like you said, with the court IQ tool, like you saw how much the usage goes up in the fantasy points per minute. So he's vastly underpriced everywhere to take on that new role tonight.
Yeah, Brett, where do you stand on Ersan tonight? And then the other value play, we'll talk about these two. We've got Taurean Prince. We've got Timothy Hardaway Jr. as well here. Where do those guys rank for you?
Yeah, I mean, Ersan's a beast, man, when he gets minutes. So if you get the same amount of run that he got last night, I think it was like 27 minutes.
Yep, 27 minutes, 23 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, an assist, and a block. I'll take that all day long.
Yeah, so he's only played 78 minutes without Millsap on the court, but in those 78 minutes, he's averaging 1.1 fantasy point per minute. So, got to like that. He would probably be my favorite play on Atlanta, but Taurean Prince is really close too.
Yeah, so tell everybody about Taurean Prince. It's kind of their prize rookie. He's played, let's see, what do I got it here? He's got 31 and 29 minutes in his past two games. One game with those, it was a blowout, but Millsap and Bazemore played, and then one game with Millsap out. He's played an average of 30 minutes over the past two. You got to expect him back up to 3, back up to 4, probably hit 25 to 30 minutes relatively easily tonight.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is the most likely to go 10X tonight if you're looking at his draft King's price. So if you want a guy to potentially get 10X, Taurean Prince is your guy.
Yeah, I do like those. Someone in chat just mentioned something. I see something 3rd and 4. There's only two teams tonight. They're on a 3 and 4 and a back-to-back. Those are Philadelphia and Boston. So those are kind of the two, hey, you know, keep an eye on those guys. But Boston, we'll talk about a couple guys on that team that I like later. All right, Andy, let's talk about a couple people I think are underpriced that I don't know if they're – everyone wants the shiny, cheap objects. But Dwight Howard and we've got Dennis Schroeder. These guys – Schroeder, I think, has a 31% usage. If I look at this correctly, let me find this here. Where is the usage tool? So 30.2 usage, 1.26 fantasy points per minute with both of those guys off the court. Everybody's going to kind of be min-maxing with Russell Westbrook, Atlanta value, Denver value. I think you can, you know, fit Schroeder, you can fit Howard in there and have yourself a pretty good team that's different from a lot of people if you kind of forego the other Atlanta value.
Yeah, I think Howard's one of the best centers that's grading out for me from a projection standpoint on fantasy draft. It's weird because sometimes when this stuff happens with injuries, the immediate reaction is for people to just go to who's replacing them. So like a Millsap, they're going to go to Ilyasova, and a Bazemore, they're going to go to a Prince. We got to take into account, like you're using with the Court IQ tool, what it does for bumps for other people. So like Schroeder and Howard, I feel like are going to be two of the guys that are going to benefit the most just as compliments to those guys being out. So I think as a result of what you said with the way roster construction might go for the most part of people playing tonight, which is going to be studs and duds, those guys are kind of mid-priced, might lower their ownership. So they're great tournament plays as a result. And I actually like I like Howard and cash too. It's probably the first time I said that all year. And
yeah, I'm looking. I made a show lineup on FanDuel. I know it's a fantasy draft show, but Brett, I've got Howard temporarily in my placeholder lineup at my center over there. He's too cheap. I need to see. I like DeAndre Jordan quite a bit. We'll talk about him. But I just don't have the cash for him. What's your take on Howard and on Schroeder?
I don't like his upside. You know, he's 7,000 now, which, I mean, he's gone up $900 in the last, what, 3 or 4 days here, which, I mean, makes sense. You know, Millsap's off the court, some more boards for him. But it's not like he's going to take any more shots, I don't believe. So what's his upside? So I don't like a guy like Dwight Howard. I'll get my cheap exposure. We already know that we have two studs on the slate. So give me the Torian Prince. Give me the cheaper guys in this game.
Where do you stand on Timmy Hardaway Jr.? I think he's someone I'm going to be using quite a bit tonight. His well-rounded game, you know, 2 months ago, it was, hey, he'd get 20 points and get you 22 fantasy points. Now he gets you 20 points. He gets you 35 because he's contributing across the board basically every night now. Big T got me onto him a while ago. I'm on board with him tonight. I think I'm going to be using him basically everywhere.
Yeah. Now you can sell me definitely on Hardaway Jr. because that guy's got upside. And like I said, we haven't seen a ton of minutes with Millsap off the court this year, especially with Ilyasova. So I think, you know, Ilyasova is going to definitely be super popular. Mm-hmm. But I could see Ersan kind of, you know, having a little bit of a stinker and then Hardaway just having a monster. So love Hardaway in tournaments.
All right, Andy, now we come back. We got, I think, Hawkstack. You can stack everybody in the starting lineup. Are you on Cephalosha? He's the one guy I'm kind of not on tonight. And then on the Hornets side, in tournaments, everybody's going to be using Hawks. Do you want to run it back with a couple of Hornets? I think Kemba Walker at home against Schroeder, that looks like an amazing spot. But Toom's also a little bit too cheap. I like his spot. I think you can use both of those guys. You mix in some of the Atlanta players. You mix it up a couple of different ways. If the game stays close, which Atlanta has had plenty of trouble keeping games close without Paul Millsap. I'll hit on that in a second here. But you got to like the big guys, Kemba and Batum for Charlotte.
Yeah, if you like think about Kemba, if we didn't have these last two games, I feel like everyone would be all over him tonight because we have him at home. We have him against the Hawks, who are terrible against point guards. Like everyone's going to have so much recency bias on his two stinkers the past two games that no one's going to play him. So I love him in tournaments. I like Batum, like you said. I think he's underpriced, and I think Zeller, especially on a site like Fantasy Draft where you can roster a bunch of centers, I think he's underpriced in a great tournament play at 10-1.
Brett, I don't know. I found found the stat on Twitter today. I retweeted it. The Hawks are 0-4 this season without Millsap. The average margin of defeat, 24.5 points, including one of those is a two-point loss. So in three of those games, absolutely smoked without Millsap. They're on the road here. Are you concerned at all?
Not really. I feel like this game is going to be close. I mean, I don't know. I don't see Charlotte playing very good ball right now. Like, we just talked about how bad Kemba's been. Batum's kind of been hurt. This Charlotte team hasn't looked great. I know Frank Kaminsky's back in the rotation, but still, this is a Charlotte team that's been struggling themselves. So I see this game being really close. I do like Batum over Kemba tonight, just a little bit cheaper exposure in this game. So, but I don't mind Kemba also.
All right, let's go to – this is going to – the move-it-ahead game here, although I think we're going to talk a little bit about Rudy Gobert because he's in a really good spot here, Andy. He crushes these really weak teams. I saw – I think it was Fantasy Labs had – I want to give them credit. He's like 6 or 7 fantasy points above expectation, above the really weak rebounding teams in the league here. So he just dominates in the matchups you really think he should. It's just the total so low in this game, 192. I never really want to roster guys in those. But I think we can make a case for a cheap Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, I like him a lot, and I like him pretty much every night when Favors is out too, because you just get a little bit more room on the minute ceiling. So against a team like Indiana, like Miles Turner, he's a great a shot blocker. I don't think he's necessarily an elite rebounder, so I think Gobert matches up pretty well with him. And the totals are low, yeah, but it's kind of baked into the Utah prices a little bit, so. He's by far my favorite Jazz player. I don't mind some Gordon Hayward at only 13,000 on Fantasy Draft too.
Brett, where do you stand? They're calling you in witness protection as well. Chops in the chat giving you for your darkness over there. What do you think of Rudy Gobert? You got to be on board with him. I think you can use him in all formats today. I think there's some upside, even though the total's so low. And then, of course, we've got George Hill revenge in his first trip to Indiana. What do you think about that?
Yeah, so let's just hit up the Rudy Gobert. People need to stop looking at points per game when it comes to Rudy Gobert because that's not really like his main thing is points. He's all about the boards. He's very good in slow-paced games. He's going to just eat. He'll be a monster tonight. I think one of the highest floors for a center out there tonight. So, yeah, love Rudy. And then outside of that, I mean, I could fade this whole game. Gordon Hayward, yeah, that's a – it's an interesting price, but
no again, George Hill revenge going back to Indiana for the first time. You don't want to
go Gordon.
Yeah, I'm not buying the narrative there. So, nope.
where do you stand on George Hill, Andy?
I'm fine with it. There's just other places I want to go. Mainly that's why I'm not really too big on him. I think he's a good tournament play. Just he's gonna fall into that mid range of prices like we've already talked about with the way everyone's going to be constructing their roster. So I like him in tournaments. I don't think I'll go there in cash, though.
All right, so George Hill, his last game, absolutely destroyed Indiana, 36-5. The game before that, this is only in 22 minutes, 5-4. The game before that, 7-3-8 in 35. Then he had a good one, a bad one, a bad one, a bad one. I don't know if I'm buying the revenge here, but you got to think if that's what you want to play. I just wanted to bring that up here. Gordon Hayward, is that, you know, are you really looking – small forward so bad today. I don't think on DraftKings or Fantasy Draft I'm really looking at Hayward. But on FanDuel, you're forced to use two of them. Would you rather Melo or would you rather Gordon Hayward today if you got to make the choice?
Is that for me?
Yeah, either one. Let's go with you.
I'll take it. I don't think I can play Melo the rest of the year, to be honest. I think he's mailed it in. I would only play him in tournaments, and even at his prices now – like, I don't think you're getting too much upside on him. Maybe on FanDuel at 7,900, but I would go Gordon Hayward. I just think he's a little safer. If I'm making a cash game decision, I would go Hayward over Melo.
Brett, rank these guys, because this is like a tough decision on FanDuel today. Carmelo, Paul George, opposite in the same game, Gordon Hayward, Robert Covington.
Holy geez, now you're making me look at prices here.
They're all – like, it's very, very tough over there.
Yeah. So, I believe on FanDuel, Torian Prince is a small forward. Is that right?
Yep.
So, give me him. I'll take him all day.
Well, yeah, you got him, but, like, where what else are you doing? Are you spending up or are you going –
No. I think this is the perfect punt spot, right? Like, if I don't – like, there's a couple point guards that we haven't gotten to that we really like.
Does Russell Westbrook play today? I think he does.
Yeah.
I think he's playing the Warriors.
These guys cost a big percentage of your salary, so you need savers like Torian Prince, like Joe Johnson. So, yeah, give me some cheap guys.
All right, what are we doing on the Pacers side here, Andy? I don't normally take players against the Jazz. This game is one of the lower totals I've seen in a long time in NBA DFS. I really can't get behind any of these Pacers here tonight.
The only thing I would consider is Teague, just because it looks like they've baked into some Utah matchup into his price. Like, he's like, what, 5,900 on DraftKings?
11-6
fantasy draft?
Yeah, he's at 19-7-3 against George Hill. He had a bad game in the other one. 16-5-4, 18-8-3. Let's see, 25-3-2. It seems like the matchup of, you know, George Hill on him doesn't really slow Teague down too much.
Yeah, he's pretty much the only place I'd go, and definitely only in tournaments. It's a little concerning. He hasn't looked as great as he did, you know, a month or two ago. But with the price, like, it's strictly a price play. You don't like targeting people against Utah, but, I mean, I think George Hill can – he can be exposed, so I don't mind playing him in tournaments.
All right, let's get back to a more interesting game. We're going to play Who Am I? Are you ready, Brett? We're going to play Who Am I? I have scored at least 43 fantasy points in my last five meetings against the Wizards, and nobody's going to use me tonight. Who am I?
Isaiah Thomas.
You are correct. You are Isaiah Thomas. So what do you think about that? Super consistent against John Wall. He had his bone bruise, a.k.a. he sat out a couple of games to get rested up here. No, because everyone's going to be using Westbrook. You're just running out of money for the other point guard. Are you looking to use Isaiah Thomas at all?
I think only in tournaments will I use Isaiah, and it'll be a John Wall, Isaiah Thomas stack, and just hope that game goes off. So I'm more than comfortable. Man, 8,200 just seems so low. But, you know, what type of Isaiah Thomas are you going to get? He hasn't looked good since really the All-Star break, so – or coming out of the All-Star break, so –
That's why he had a bone bruise.
Right? So, no, I think I'm just going to leave this for a double point guard stack in tournaments.
Andy, how are you approaching it? I mean, there is ultimate consistency. At least 43 in five straight games. I think the last two have been 50-plus, if I remember correctly, looking at it earlier. These teams, they're duking it out for the two seed to basically avoid Cleveland until the finals. The Wizards just one loss behind the Celtics here. Both these teams are going to go all out. This is a very, very important game here. I really, really like Isaiah Thomas off roster.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to be on him either because of, like we've already talked about, people are going to pay up at point guard. And if the perception is that he's coming off of an injury when he's actually just resting, like you're speculating, then, I mean, that those days off could be completely rejuvenating for him, and he could come out and just kill tonight. So all those things add up to him being really low owned, which makes him a good tournament play.
Yeah, I do like him. I'm even debating. I think he's in my shell lineup on fantasy draft and cash. I think 40 plus is basically on his way. This game means a lot to both teams. If you can give the other team a loss and a win when you're fighting for the two seed this late in the season, that means a lot. All right. So Brett, we've got Isaiah Thomas out of the way. Are we playing John Wall? The price on him on fantasy draft and DraftKings, finally, it's coming down. It's coming down because he's not putting up 50-plus every game. You want guys against Isaiah Thomas, but are you worried they throw Avery Bradley and Marcus Smart on him instead?
All right, this is one that I've been struggling with all day. Who do you got, John Wall or Steph Curry, basically at similar pricing tonight?
I would probably take – I think – For a cash game, I think I'd take Wall. I know exactly what I'm going to get out of Wall. And on tournaments, I think it's pretty clear that Curry could just go for like 60 or 70.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear that Wall has the higher floor. He gets the nut matchup tonight versus Isaiah Thomas. I do think Steph Curry is going to be more popular.
I would agree.
So, you know, and even in tournaments, I don't mind Wall because Wall also has a really high ceiling tonight. Curry obviously has probably a 60-point ceiling, even though we haven't really seen it too much. Give me Wall versus Curry also.
Where do you stand on that, Andy, between the two? I think that's a pretty interesting decision while we're talking about John Wall here.
I'm on board with that. I'm Wall, Cash, and Curry in tournaments. I think Thomas will guard Wall. I don't think they'll put him on Beal. And, I mean, Wall gets so much of his stuff in transition too, so I like him more in cash games. I really like what Brett was talking about with stacking those two guys in some tournament lineups too. So I think that's a great, great strategy.
So outside of the two point guards and maybe Beal, who I think is a little overpriced, I got to be honest, and then he'll have a tough defensive matchup if Wall and IT2 kind of go at it and he's guarded by Avery Bradley, are we really using anybody else? It looks like Markieff Morris is going to be back. The Jason Smith, I used Jason Smith on Friday. I was like the only person, and man, Friday was a good day. So It looks like that's going to be not possible today. Are either one of you, I guess I'll start with you, Andy, are you really looking outside of a stack, you know, where you hope this game stays close and it's back and forth because, you know, they're fighting for this two seed. Is there anything else you really want in this game?
I mean, definitely not in cash games for me. I don't mind taking a shot on Mahimi in tournaments. Some minutes have been trending a little his way and taken away from Gortat. So, again, it would be a unique roster construction with him because on fantasy draft, if you play a bunch of centers and once him, like a lot of salary relief plays are going to be guys like Prince and Ilyasova and whatnot. So that would be a good pivot to go to him.
What about you, Brett? You doing anything else in this game outside of the point guards and maybe Bradley Beal? But I think it's all about the point guards in this game.
Yeah, I got to agree. I just feel like there's better spots tonight. There's some awesome games. This is a great slate. So, yeah, Bradley Beal exposure where I want to fade Wall. But that's about it.
All right. Guys, while you're at it, let's join this fantasy draft. Let's get this filled. We're currently 24 out of 32. It's a $5 GPP. So on top of the cash, if you happen to win, you'll get a fantasy draft t-shirt. I got one of those on right now. And if I happen to win and I'm in it, you guys might fill it up before I get in there. If I happen to win, like I did on Friday, I will forgo my t-shirt and you guys can get one. So maybe in second place.
We don't need you without a t-shirt on. That's
sure. Hey man, if we need higher female viewership, I can make that happen.
Oh, that's going to help.
It'll definitely help.
Yeah.
Let's go Nuggets at Rockets. This is a very interesting game. We've got all right. We're gonna play another. Who am I? This one's gonna it's gonna stand out to you. I'll do it to Andy this time. I have a ridiculous 1.62 fantasy points per minute in 260 minutes this year with Gallinari and Chandler off the floor. I got into foul trouble in the same game two nights ago. Andy, who am I?
I'll go with Will the Thrill Barton.
No, Brett. Who am I?
I didn't hear the question, so I'm gonna.
It's gotta be Jokic then.
Yeah, it's Jokic. 1.62 fantasy points per game per our court IQ tool.
Yeah, that was too high for Will. I don't know why I said that.
What are we doing with him? Nobody's gonna be using him tonight. I think for cash games, you're better off using Russell Westbrook. You're better off using some of the other stars. But in GPPs, you're gonna get Jokic because he had a bad game last time out at somewhat low ownership, much lower than he should be tonight.
Yeah, I think – I don't know. It's tough for me now because I actually think he's kind of trending more to be kind of a better cash game play. Like, I think Bobby finally convinced me. I think over the weekend he was talking about him. He just hasn't shown that ceiling in forever. So, like, it's kind of making me – it's kind of making me feel like I don't want to roster pay that tag for him in tournaments. So, I may be in the minority on that one. What do you guys think?
Bro, what are you doing with Jokic tonight?
I think Jokic is the money tournament play tonight for those 10K-ish, you know, type guys. I think you could possibly fade – I would hate to do it, but you could possibly fade both Russell and Harden and just play a couple 10K guys in, like, Wall and Jokic, and you're going to get a totally different lineup than
– Siege, is that you, Siege? Is that you?
No, this is tournament, man. This is totally tournament. This isn't cash game. So, I mean, I think it's very viable. You're going to get low ownership. And, you know, it's not like Westbrook and Harden can go 8X at that price, but Jokic can, you know. So, give me some Jokic in tournaments.
Yeah, I like Jokic in tournament cash games. I don't know if he's going to make the cut. I think you're crazy if you don't use Westbrook in cash tonight. I'm playing some of the tournaments too. I'm going to have all the Westbrook on every single team. He makes the perfect lineup. Like 60% of the time he plays, you pretty much have to play Russell Westbrook in tournaments, in my opinion. You just roll it out there. But I do like Jokic quite a bit here. Andy, what are you doing with the rest of the team? So we've got Gallinari out. We've got Chandler out. We've got Fareed back playing. What's the next guy? Is it Hernan Gomez, who played, 28 minutes in the last game? Had himself a decent game. I think he's going to get 25 to 30. Is it Jameer Nelson, who just turned back the clock and had a massive game against the Rockets? Who's the next Denver guy on the block?
My lean is to go Hernan Gomez there. He's been pretty productive when he gets some minutes. He sees some minutes at the three and the four with those guys out. He's only 8,800 on fantasy draft, so that is my lean for the next guy I'm targeting. I like him in both formats. That's the next guy I'm targeting for Nuggets.
Yeah, 28 minutes, 15 points, 5 rebounds, assists, and a steal. Brett, is he next on the pecking order for you? I think the projections for ownership have him as one of the highest owned players of the night right now.
Yeah, the nice part is how tight this rotation is. I mean, it's an eight-man rotation. So you know going into this game that they're only going to be playing eight guys. So I think Hernan Gomez is very, very safe. But I think there's a certain guy in Kenneth Faried where his minutes are definitely trending up.
Yeah, same price, and you'll get Faried at, what, a third of the ownership?
Yeah. And Faried is just as, I'd say, a bigger minute monster, point or fancy point per minute monster. So if they get similar minutes, you're going to want Faried over Hernan Gomez.
What do you think of Faried? I think it's pretty safe. I haven't looked at Fareed's ownership, but Andy, if I think Hernan Gomez is going to be 30%, I would expect Faried to be about 10% tonight. Where do you stand on him?
I agree with that. I don't know. The minutes are turning up. I don't know if he's going to see like upper 20s though. He is coming off an injury that was pretty, he's quoted as saying it was really painful. So I don't know how much they're going to extend him, even though they are in about an 8-man rotation. So he is a better fantasy point per minute guy. So it just comes down to where you think the minutes are going to be. If it does take up a little more and he's extremely efficient and it comes at the expense of Hernan Gomez, great tournament play. So I can get on board with that for sure.
And Brett, what are we doing with Jameer Nelson? Just posted a massive line two nights ago against the Rockets, 39 minutes. Now, were those 39 minutes because he was shooting well? Not really. He was 6 of 14. Was it because he was doing everything else? Probably. Do I expect Jameer Nelson to play 39 minutes tonight? Probably not. Maybe Jamal Murray gets a couple extra run here. How are you handling this Denver point guard situation?
Yeah, I think Jameer is forced into big minutes regardless. So like you said, he wasn't shooting that great. He went 6 of 14. But the main thing is he had 14 attempts up. He was there boarding. He was there assisting. Really high floor. At 5,500, it's obviously a decision, but I really like Jameer Nelson tonight. So, I like him more than Gary Harris. I like him more than Will Barton. So yeah, I squarely in play for sure for me.
Let's see here. All these guys are within, $600 on FanDuel today. Andy, Victor Oladipo, Gary Harris, Will Barton, Tim Hardaway Jr., Evan Fournier. Who do you like the most out of that group? Give me your top three.
That is really tough. Like I've been struggling with that all day, so I hate that you put me on the spot like that because I don't even know where I'm going. If I have to go initial lean, I would probably go Hardaway, then Barton for sure. Those would be my top two, and then maybe like Oladipo and Fournier.
I like Harris quite a bit too, and Fournier.
That's tough.
Yeah, I really don't think you can go wrong. Oladipo, I think he plays really well against Golden State tonight, too. They're going to need him. It's a very interesting swerve. I think I've got Hardaway and Harris, I think, are the two guys I'm looking at right now. I like the consistency of Gary Harris. I think that's going to be there tonight. Anything else on this, Brett, you want to talk about on the Nuggets, or do you want to go to the Rockets here, where it's kind of James Harden, and I think you've got a little bit of a hot take where you're kind of on Team Harden over Westbrook tonight, and I think you're just a little crazy.
Yeah, I think you're crazy to be 100% full in love with Russell Westbrook over Harden. But all I got to say is Denver, eight guys, don't overthink it. You know these guys are going to get minutes. Jokic is your classic high, high upside guy that can, he could have troubles with fouls, and then a guy like Faried takes those minutes. So, I really like the upside of Faried tonight.
Let's battle it out here, Harden, Westbrook. So I know what you're thinking here. They just played this game. He had himself a massive game, a big triple-double, 37 minutes. One, now this game's in Houston. Do you think Denver can keep it close? Two, I know 40, 10, and 10, that's going to get it done. But is he going to get 40 in this game? It's his type of game here. I still think Westbrook has a much higher floor. And when you merge the prices – Harden's been playing well, so his price has started to creep back up. It's just close enough where I'm going to take Westbrook 10 times out of 10 and not even really think twice about it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, how much of a narrative is there tonight with Westbrook with no Durant on the court?
That place is going to be rocking. It's going to be even more.
It's going to be rocking.
Durant's going to be on the bench. He's just going to be staring him down after every shot. On the court, it's even better.
Yeah, but, you know, I think it would be even crazier with Durant, and I would agree. If Durant was on the court, I just think there'd be a little bit more extra incentive. Look, Harden is in an unbelievable – this is the fastest pace game. He gets basically a nut matchup defensively, and he's going to have, what, half the ownership, maybe – less than half the ownership of Westbrook, plus he costs cheaper. Like, I mean, Harden's – this is a great, great spot. And the only downside with Harden is it is a third game in four nights. But, I mean, he's been a monster. Like, you know he's going to get his shots up. I just don't see how he doesn't have a massive triple-double in this game.
Andy, where do you – maybe you can be a tiebreaker. Westbrook or Harden on fantasy draft, he's in – and even on DraftKings, if the price was a little bit wider – I would entertain Harden tonight, but for a reasonably close price, it's just I'm going on Westbrook, and I'm not even really thinking.
I mean, it's close for me. If I had to choose, I would pick Westbrook. I think I don't think Westbrook even needs a narrative ever. Like every game he plays is a narrative for him. Like he just plays so ferociously.
It's the last regular season meeting, and it's at home too. Like this is the last shot. Like the last time he could play Golden State this year.
Yeah, I just think there's a few other things. Like there is still Harden has killed the last couple of games. There's no doubt about that. There is still some concern that like. His rates don't look as good since the Lou Williams trade. So it's kind of where you fall if you think that the trend of the last couple of games is how it's going to continue going, or if you believe it's more of what it's been like since Lou Williams came over in the trade. Mm-hmm. That's that little bit of doubt, I guess, is what's making me go Westbrook over Harden.
That's kind of where I stand as well here. So, Brett, where do you stand on the rest of the Rockets? You know, you like James Harden. What are we doing? We've got Trevor Ariza, who's just – doing nothing for us fantasy-wise outside of a couple games here and there. We've got Ryan Anderson at home. If you believe in that, you can't use him there. You've got Patrick Beverley, who hasn't been all that great and in a game where he should have dominated, you know, had himself an okay game, but not really what you would kind of expect to have here. What are you doing with the rest of the Rockets?
Yeah, I think outside of tournament exposure to these guys, you shouldn't be clicking on their names at all in cash games. And that's the only thing I'm going to be doing. Really, the center minutes aren't very secure. You have Capella, Nene, and then a little bit of Montrezl Harrell, so it's nothing's there. The guards, I mean, Lou Williams can drop like a 35-point game and then just disappear. Ryan Anderson does the same thing. So you shouldn't be clicking on these guys and feeling confident at all. So that means they're only reserved for tournaments.
All right, let's move to the Thunder-Warriors game. And Andy, I'm going to start with you here. Westbrook's last two games against the Warriors, 47 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists, 27 points, 15 rebounds, 13 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. The game before that, he had an off game. It was just 28 minutes. It was a blowout loss. Their final meeting this season, it's just I don't see on FanDuel, on DraftKings, and my cash games on Fantasy Draft, I'm going to have Russell Westbrook. In all my tournaments tonight, I'm going to have Russell Westbrook. I'm making every team with Russell Westbrook. He's on the perfect lineup when he plays over 50% of the time. I think it's approaching 60% of the time. Now, that is just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's tough for me tonight in tournaments. I'm right with you in cash games. It's tough for tournaments because, like, normally I would say he would make a good fade just because you could maybe get a higher ceiling adding up, you know, a better balanced lineup. But tonight, the value guys seem like they're in such great spots that the way it fits together, it just seems a little too obvious for me to go that route. So I think he's fine in tournaments tonight. I normally would say he wouldn't be, but I'm going to have a lot of them all over the place.
Yeah, he was falling off too. He's like, you know, he fell below the triple-double for assists, and then he's like, hey, guess what? 13, 14, 19 assists. Let's do that. Like, he'll do whatever he wants tonight. It's the last game at home against Golden State this season. He's going to stare down Kevin Durant on the bench every time he makes a shot. It's going to be crazy. I'm going all in. So, Brett, you're not anti-Westbrook. You're just for Harden tonight, right?
You know, I mean, okay, just, you know, let's just say this slate happens 100 times. How many times does Harden outscore Westbrook? I'm around the 35 to 40 range. I don't think it's that massive. Like, I don't think Westbrook has a huge edge. You're getting only a $600 price discount. I get it that, you know, Westbrook should be a little bit more fresher too than Harden. So, I mean, the more and more that I think about it, I probably won't have as much Harden as I did pre-show, but I still really like Harden.
What are you doing with the rest of the Thunder here? Guys like Oladipo, Cantor, Adams, are these guys on your radar tonight? I think a guy like Oladipo, he looks pretty tempting on FanDuel at 6,000. I think it's just, do you use him or Gary Harris? Do you use him or Hardaway, him or Fournier, him or Barton? There's just, it's very, very tough on FanDuel. I don't know where I'm going now.
Right. So I guess a part of me is just thinking rotations here. Like, how do you think, and more or less, I'm just thinking like big men, like, you know, Enes Kanter, Steven Adams. Does that open up, you know, more minutes for Zaza at 4,100? Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of just looking at the
dynamics. Zaza was a big – I know Siege was talking about him on the Morning Grind podcast this morning. Do you think there's anything to him tonight?
I just think he's going to be forced to play minutes. You know, and, like, if you gave me a minutes projection, like, this is going to be a tough game for them to win. And in games that are close, he normally plays, like, 20 to 24 mm-hmm. minutes. So I can see him going north of and he's a fantasy point per minute beast, obviously. So – I like Zaza tonight.
He has not played this season in a game against Russell Westbrook, so we don't really know how this will play out given the team's current configurations right now. So, Andy, what are you doing with the rest of this game here? Obviously, we have Curry, we have Klay Thompson. I think you could use both those guys in GPPs. Are you using Zaza? Are you using Iguodala? Are you using Oladipo or Cantor or Adams, any of these guys?
I actually don't mind Clay over on FanDuel just because of the need to play two shooting guards. Yeah, just I think he's gonna be lower owned than he should be just because of all those guys in the 5,000 range we talked about. But the guy is getting up shots, man, like 16, 20, 22, 22, 23, 12, 21, 22. Like, it kind of makes him just raises his floor a little bit, in my opinion. So I'd go there maybe a little, probably more so in tournaments, so just because of the other guys. And I don't mind Adams on fantasy draft. He's only 9,800. If Zaza plays more, it's probably going to be matching up against Adams. Mm-hmm. I think he's a little underpriced in that game environment. I'd throw him in some tournament lineups.
Any final thoughts, Brett, for you on this game? We got one more game, then we get to get on out of here.
No, I guess the only thing that I want to do is, okay, who gets angry on the Golden State side for Durant? And to me, it's Draymond Green, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I can see him just taking Durant's, like, you know, passion of trying to get back at OKC. And it's
he would definitely change. I do want to note Vucevic is in really quick. Mm-hmm. To either of you, how does that change anything for you, Andy, tonight?
I like him in tournaments a lot as a result. I don't think many people will play him. He's going to be active in a game like this. He should be healthy. So I would throw him in some tournament lineups for sure.
Yep. Brett, with you, to me, I think you can go back to using Vucevic in tournaments, and it just downgrades slightly. Like, Fournier, I think now is kind of the odd man looking out of all those Chiefs shooting guards. And I'm a little less on Payton, a little less on Ross and Aaron Gordon now.
Yeah, and I think actually Vucevic, I don't know where you guys are, but I think he becomes a really cash game viable. Like I said, this team, if you're looking at it at a macro point of view, 10.7 more points on the season they're supposed to score. And Vooch is the usage monster here. So Vooch is going to score over 40 fantasy points tonight all day. So he's very cash game viable.
All right. We're going to play our final Who Am I? The last two times I have played the Knicks, Andy, I have scored 48 and 51 fantasy points with two massive double-doubles. And I have three 40-plus fantasy point games. In my last four, I'm also pretty cheap. Who am I?
DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, so like centers against the Knicks, you gotta take a long look at DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, he's throw him into the pot of centers to play on fantasy draft tonight. My goodness, like he's projecting really well for me over there. So he's probably going to be in my cash game lineup on fantasy draft, and it's still a good tournament play. He's got a crazy upside against a team like the Knicks, so I like him a lot.
What are you? Are you on DeAndre Jordan tonight, Brett?
Yeah, I don't see how you can't be. I mean, we know the Knicks can't rebound the ball. You know, they're starting random people at center like night to night and getting different minutes from their big men. So, but don't sleep on Blake. I know Blake's been terrible of late, but I think he's got a massive game coming up, and it can definitely be here.
All right, Brett, give me in 30 seconds, what are you doing with the rest of this game? Carmelo, Chris Paul, Porzingis, any of those, Derrick Rose, yeah. You're really using these guys.
It's a total fade for me. Blake in tournaments, DeAndre in cash, and DeAndre in tournaments. But total fade outside of that, I do not like Chris Paul as much tonight.
Andy, you looking to use any? DeAndre Jordan's clearly my main target. Maybe I look at Blake, maybe a little Carmelo, but that's more on FanDuel if you just have to throw in a small forward because you got to spend your money somewhere. But it's pretty much just DeAndre Jordan for me.
Yeah, I can't get on board with Blake and CP3 except in a few tournament lineups. I also don't mind Austin Rivers a little bit. I kind of speculate on the blowout, so that's about all the exposure I'm going to have in this game. I don't like it at all, and that sucks for the late night hammer, but that's the way the numbers look.
All right, I see you guys filled the Roto Grinders chat league, so thanks for doing that. I won't be playing, so you're going to have to win first place to get your fantasy draft T-shirt. And thanks to them for sponsoring the show. And we got to get out of here. We've got Dean versus Siege. They're going to duke it out on the next show. Dean's going to try to play everybody at 10%, and Siege is going to yell at him. And when Siege tells you not to play Westbrook in tournaments tonight, guys, do not listen to him. Play Westbrook in tournaments tonight, in my opinion. So for Brett and Andy, that's going to wrap it up. Thanks to Fantasy Draft for sponsoring the show, and we out ya.